The state attorney general yesterday ordered the Bay Mills Indian community to immediately close its small casino built near Vanderbilt, north of Gaylord. It's a casino that's just been opened for a few weeks. IPR's Linda Steffen has been following this since the casino opened, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Linda.
Morning.
The attorney general of Michigan decided to take action now. What are they saying to the Bay Mills Indian community?
Well, up until now, the state hadn't taken a clear stance on whether or not this operation is legal. By the way, it's a little teeny tiny place, 38 slot machines in a place no bigger than a house, about 1,200 square feet in Vanderbilt. And it basically opened last month quietly to everyone outside the tribe. It felt like it was overnight and just immediately became embroiled in controversy.
And what was the basis of this controversy? What is it that people didn't like about it?
Well, five other gaming nations came out staunchly opposed to it. One of their big problems was unfair competition because they had to go through a lot of other hoops to open up their facilities, and Bay Mills did none of that. Particularly the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa and Petoskey are claiming unfair competition because this casino would be in direct competition with their casino in Petoskey, and they also claim the land in Vanderbilt that Bay Mills is sitting on is historically their territory and that Bay Mills has no claim to it.
So what is behind this move by the Bay Mills Indian community to open this casino if it's not a traditional large type of destination casino? What are people thinking is behind this?
Well, basically, Bay Mills has for a long time been interested in opening a casino in Port Huron. There's also a lot of speculation that they've been looking in Flint, shopping around in other places in southeast Michigan to compete with the big casinos in Detroit. And so they have a novel legal theory that would allow them to do that. The concept basically being that if they use a pool of funds designated for buying up Indian lands, that they can buy wherever they want and put up a casino. Critics have said that this will lead to unchecked expansion of Indian gaming in Michigan. Now, just this week, Bay Mills came out with a press release that I think is refuting that claim. They're claiming that Bay Mills, since they only can use this small pool of funds, that they'd be very limited in just how many casinos that they could put up wherever they want to build. And then they also say that this is not something that's open to every tribe, only open to Bay Mills based on their specific agreement with Congress. Now, if that's the case, there seems a real threat to the tribes who are opposed to this casino, because then Bay Mills could put up a casino wherever they want, potentially in their jurisdictions, and they would remain limited to where they could put up a casino. At the same time, the state says we could see unchecked expansion because if Bay Mills is right, nothing would stop Congress sometime in the future from giving more tribes the right to do just this.
And obviously, Mike Cox in the Attorney General's office, they feel that the state does have a say in this. The Bay Mills community can't simply go over the state's head and refer to Congress regulations. But Mike Cox thinks they have the power to shut this down.
And they've told them to do so. And I can't imagine that this is over. I don't know if Bay Mills is going to comply with this order. They haven't put out any statements today yet or last night, but I think that this question will be battled out in the courts for a long time to come. Bay Mills has said very little about its intent, being very, very careful and only putting out very carefully worded press releases in all of this because of the litigation that's likely to surround it. And but I think it's very clear that this is a tribe that it touts itself as one of those first tribes that fought for the right for Indian casinos, which has brought relative prosperity to gaming reservations. And I think that they probably see this fight as a defense of their sovereign rights.
How are other tribes reacting to this? Have you heard from members from some of the other tribes here in northern Michigan?
I have talked to the chair of the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa. I've also talked to a spokesperson that the five tribes, including Grand Traverse Band, Little Traverse Bay Band, and the Saginaw Chippewa Band, have banded together to hire someone to represent them in this dispute because they are very unhappy with this. some of their other concerns. They're worried about political backlash at the federal level. They're also concerned about what redefining the law on this and the specific languages as Indian lands are held, what that might mean for their ability, and this gets really technical, to buy and sell just plain real estate. There are a whole lot of questions about this, but I think also there's some animosity between the Upper Peninsula tribes and Lower Peninsula tribes that go back for decades and possibly further than that.
Now, the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians, they've said that they may be withholding payments in reaction to what's going on with the Bay Mills Casino in Vanderbilt?
Right. Come first of the year, they're going to be owing revenue sharing payments to the state in the millions of dollars. And the chair of that tribe has said that he will withhold that money from the state. Now, the state, before the end of the year, has ordered this casino shuttered. So whether or not that will be good enough for him is not clear. He was a little conflicted about that when I spoke to him, and this is already several weeks ago now. So I think he feels like the state should have walked in and shut this thing down right away, and it is within a zone in his compact where there's a non-compete clause where no other group is allowed to put up a casino. At the same time, it sounds like this casino is small enough that it wouldn't actually hit triggers for that compact to actually have a violation of the agreement. So it'll be interesting to see how that all pans out as well as we head into the new year.